Hey there, welcome to What's the Truth? My name is Jessica Hoddle, and today I'm going to be doing a feeling reset. We're going to be moving from fear to faith. You are listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a wife, author, speaker, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Each week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. If I perish, I perish, were the words that Esther said after Mordecai, her cousin, told her, "Do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And that's in Esther 4, 14 through 16. I am sure that we have all heard "for such a time as this." It's this powerful phrase of defining moment in time. But a few verses before verses 14 through 16, Esther says these words to Mordecai. "All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that any man or woman who goes into inner court to the king who has not been called, he has but one law, put all to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter and he may live. Yet I myself have not been called to go into the king these 30 days." Like I said, I know this scripture is often used to quote moments in our life that feel defining, or certain times in life, right? Depending on periods of time, or the moments and seasons we feel like the world is in, so to speak, where we go, "for such a time as this." How the next step we take will matter because it impacts, right? It impacts so many others. People have probably told you, "You were born for such a time as this." And that is true. You are born right now for such a time as this. Every step we take impacts other people. To get the full context of our favorite quote for defining moments, we can't leave out the rush of what I would like to call fear, of Esther trying to explain to Mordecai, "Do you not know what will happen to me if I go in before the king?" She's kind of telling Mordecai, as I read earlier in at the beginning of Esther 4, how she said, "Look, if I go before the king and I am not summoned to go before the king, I can be put to death unless he holds out his scepter." Esther, she was a beautiful Jewish wife to the Persian king, and her cousin Mordecai was to persuade the king to retract in order for the general destructions of Jews throughout the empire. The massacre had been plotted by the king's chief minister, Haman. See, Esther had a 50% chance of winning. There was a cost before going before the king, and there was a cost not going before the king. She had a 50% chance of living or dying. However, would she choose herself or to save the Jews? And I have to believe that this was no small decision to make, because she was still fully human in all of those decisions and weighing out these options. And that's when her cousin Mordecai tells her, "But if you remain silent at this time, deliverance will arise, but from another place, and your father's house will perish." And then he says, "Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" The question for today, moving from fear to faith, is to realize the bigger picture, the one whom we serve, and it's not about us getting the glory. Esther could have stayed in fear and reason, but she chose to go before the king on behalf of the Jews and risk her life. This scripture challenges me more than merely saying I was born for a moment in time like this. It brings the question, am I willing to live for something bigger than myself? Today, I want you to think about what is causing you to fear or to hold on to fear versus faith. Are you living for something bigger than yourself right now? You were born for a moment like this. He designed you with the beautiful woven threads of grace, love, and courage. Jesus defeated the grave so you wouldn't have to live in fear of the enemy or what this world throws your way. The same power that raised Jesus from the grave is in you. Esther was saving the Jews, Jesus came to save us and redeem us from this world. A question for you. How can you show up today in faith in a way you haven't before? Romans 8, 31 through 39 talks about who shall separate us from the love of Christ. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is our faith that we get to stand on. The love that does not separate, but binds and connects. I'm here to encourage you, more importantly, to leave you with a charge, to go in today, not white-knuckling your life with fear that keeps reducing you, but with faith rooted in a God who cares about his people. He cares about you. He favors you. When our eyes are on him, fear takes the back seat. Read Psalm 91 today and really read each word. What is God showing you about who he is? Psalm 91, 1 through 2 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He has called you a conqueror and a victor. You now get to live in that title. Esther had a choice, and we love to say for such a time as this, but we also need to count, if I perish, I perish. With courage and with strength, she went before the king, and he welcomed her. He heard her story, and she saved the Jews. You are not created to be weak. You were created out of love, foreloved, and designed for faith. You do not have to shrink back. You do not have to allow fear to reduce you. The enemy does not have control over you. You are much, much powerful than you will ever imagine because of the word inside of you, the Holy Spirit, and because Jesus rose from the grave after 3 days. You don't have to cling to fear. Nobody can threaten you with heaven. You get to be the Esther of this time that makes the way for other people to believe in something bigger than themselves. Now you get to answer that question. Are you willing to live for something bigger than yourself? I want you to know that you are created for such a time as this, to stand on the scripture, to stand on the word of his promises. Just like I said in Romans 8, 31 through 39, that nothing can separate you from the love of the Father. And if he is for you, who can be against you? Make sure you head to the show notes below, click the link so that you can sign up to get the show notes emailed to you so you don't have to go searching for them on the website. That you have all the scriptures right at hand for you. You have all the questions right in your inbox so that you can print them up and go through them in your quiet time. Again, head to the link in the show notes below so that you can sign up and get everything emailed directly to your inbox. And until next time, move from fear to faith. Put fear in the back seat, and don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.